Good. Let's say, let's go. Let's go. Says, so again, the Ramchal writes as follows. Sinas harabonos. So we'll say, so remember again, another part of humility is this. Now, sinas harabonos, we'll say in this context, means that a person literally, again, despises positions of power. Ubricha sakovid. And runs away from kovid. So Mishnah Ruchi, so we'll say, remember again, this is a necessary step for humility, which makes sense. Because if a person is always running after power, a person is running after standing, a person is running after kovid, then ultimately that's arrogance. So humility is the opposite of arrogance. And therefore, in order to go ahead and be a humble person, a person has to want to go ahead and run away from all of these things kovid. Mishnah Ruchi, ahavas hamalacha usnas harabanos. Love to work. And despise positions of power. Others will say, sometimes people want positions of power. Why? Because they want to be able to tell other people what to do. So the Gemara says, it's so much better. By the way, we'll say, the sun is out. Just pointing out, the sun is out. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. So we'll say, so ultimately, again, the best thing in life is to be a worker. The best thing in life is to be a worker. So go ahead and in life, run towards being a worker. And go ahead and literally despise positions of authority. Va'omru od, I will say, by the way, it doesn't mean despise people in positions of authority. And I will say, also remember again, sometimes in life we have to take on positions of authority. When Chazal tell us to despise Rabbanos, to despise positions of authority, what it's saying is, don't make the pursuit of authority a major thing in your life, right? I will say some people are just, their goal is to be in charge, right? Their goal is to have the power. Don't live a life like that. Sometimes life calls upon you to take on reins of responsibility, but even then, do so reluctantly, because the greatest thing in life is not to be the guy in charge. The greatest thing in life is to be the guy who makes things happen, right? To go ahead and ultimately be the worker. For Amru Od, Hagasti Bo Ba'ara Shota, person who goes ahead and he literally again becomes arrogant. Hora means literally in rendering halachic decisions. So if he's gas, right, if he's arrogant and ultimately again renders decisions, shote, he's a fool. Rasha v'ruach, the gas ruach. V'amru, kolarodif achar hakavod, anyone who runs after kavod, hakavod boreach mimenu. So it's also a profound statement that people who spend their lives running after kavod, you know, they never get it. They never get it. It's an incredible thing. People who don't want kavod, kavod comes to them. People who are always looking for kavod ultimately never find it. Va'amru kalarodi good. Va'amru od al teitzei lariv mayer le'olam al tihirat acher hasurara. Don't run after. Rabbi will say, don't run after leadership. Lama pen ma tase ba'acherisa. Rabbi will say, this is incredible. Sometimes a person runs after leadership and they get it. And they get it. There's only one problem, which is, they're not fit for it. So we'll say, so now what happens? The worst thing in life is to be vested with authority and not to actually know what to do with it. Because what's going to happen? Person runs after position of power. They get it, right? They get it. Mazel tov, you got it. What's going to happen? Now tomorrow they're going to ask you questions. Right? Now he's giving you, it doesn't, what are you, fill in the blank, whatever it is. Good, now you're the boss. You're the boss. So tomorrow they ask you questions. What should we do about this? What should we do about this? And then what happened? Matam Shivam. There's only one problem. What's the problem? You don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. Because the whole thing was about being the guy in charge without ever recognizing, without ever asking, should I have been in charge or not? Ocham Rabbi Menachem B'Shem Rabbi Tanchum. Whoever takes upon himself leadership in order to benefit himself, we'll say, taking on leadership, taking on position of leadership in order to benefit from it, we'll say, is like adultery. We'll say, what's adultery? What's adultery? Adultery is a man benefiting from something that is not his. So sometimes we'll say, again, a person goes ahead and vies for a position of authority that doesn't belong to him. It's not yours. It's not yours. I would say, so ultimately, again, the Gemara says, benefiting from saying it doesn't belong to you. Och sham am Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo said, Ani, it's for the Jokalish Baruch Hu, Nikresi Kadosh. I am called Kadosh. Ha'im ein b'cha kalamidos halalo shiyeshbi. Akash Baruch Hu says, if you don't resemble me in that you don't have Kiddushah, lo sekabel alach asrara. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm the boss, I'm in charge. If you want a position of authority, you must have mastered, ultimately, again, divine emulation. Shbaruch Hu says, if you're like me, you're Kaddish like me, then you could take upon yourself a position of authority. But if not, then don't. V'samid Yabo say, well, we'll talk about, again, what to do with this, right? Because not every single person in a position of authority meets this standard. So we'll discuss this. V'samid Rabbi Gamliel Yochichu Shah. The students of Rabbi Gamliel will prove this point. I will say they were poor, and they could have supported themselves ultimately by taking on positions of authority within the Jewish community, but they did not want to. They sooner chose to be poor than to take on positions that they felt they were not fit for. Avdus ani no sein lochem. I will say, Rabbi Gamliel, but the way he tried to convince his students ultimately to take on these positions is, he says, I'm not telling you to be leaders, I'm telling you to be servants of the community. Va'amru od, oy lo l'rabanos, shemekaberes es bala. Woe to the rabanos, because it buries anyone who has it. Umino, and I will say, how do we know that the rabanos buries people? Mi Yosef, shemepnei shehinek atzol b'rabanos, meis kodmech. And I will say, now the truth is that statement of Ailo l'rabanos, shemekaber says bala, really could be interpreted in two ways. Here, what Ramchal is saying is, the challenge of being in a position of authority is almost everyone in a position of authority at some point in time misuses his authority. And the example of that they give is from Yosef. That Yosef ultimately, again, shehinig atzo barabanos, he used his authority and he ruled in an authoritative way. And Chazal find him culpable a little bit for that in certain respects. That's why he predeceased all of his brothers. Of course, I will say, the Pashup Shat of Ailel Rabbanos Shemekaber says Baila means that Rabbanos, right, Rabbanos, positions of authority, they bury the people who have them. Either people get buried underneath the all, underneath the burden of that authority, or ultimately, again, it ages a person prematurely. We'll say, the example of this is with Shmuel HaNavi. The Navi calls Shmuel a Zakein, but Shmuel was only 52 years old when he died. So I will say, so what's the pshat? How is he old who is 52? Shmuel held the responsibility of Klal Yisrael on his shoulders, and it aged him. They will say, no, it's like the Gemara Elazar ben Azariah, right? Elazar ben Azariah was appointed to be the Rosh Yeshiva, and the Gemara says that what happened? A miracle. He says, Hareani keben shivim shana. Right? I look like I'm 70 years old. Right? So the Gemara says, well, what happened? He became the head, and a miracle happened, and his hair turned white. The Marashah says, there's no miracle. That's what happens when you become a leader within Klal Yisrael. Right? In other words, he aged. He aged overnight. He just aged. That's the yoke of that responsibility. Here, the Ramchal is understanding it over here, that anyone who's vested ultimately with authority, unfortunately, inevitably, at some point in time, misuses that authority. Klalo shel davar. Rabbi say, here is the rule. Ein harabonos ela masa gadol. Leadership is an incredible burden. Asher al shchem hanosio. So that rests on the shoulders of he who bears it. You know, when a person is an individual and kind of sitting anonymously, muvla bein ha'anoshim, he's just, you know, he lives amongst people. Eino nitfas ela alatzmo. He's only responsible for himself. Once a person takes on a position of authority and leadership, kvar hu nitfas al komi shetachas yedom imshalto. What is incredible? You said a leader is responsible for his flock. A leader is responsible for his constituency. So when a person's just a regular guy, all you're responsible is for you. But once a person assumes the mantle of leadership, he's responsible for everyone beneath him. Ki alav lahashkif akulam. His obligation is to look out for all of them. Veliros osam deva haskel lahashem aseim. And lead them on the right path. Literally, again, to work out or to straighten out their deeds. Ve'im lav. And if the leader is unsuccessful, va'ashamam barashechem, the leader bears the responsibility for the collective guilt of his flock. K'siv amru chachamim, va'akavod eino ela. So we'll say, fine. So we'll say, so that's Rabbanos. That's Rabbanos. So we'll say, so again, what is Ramchal cautioning us to? See, we'll say, there's this dialectic. What's the dialectic? On one hand, we're seeing about the danger of leadership. Rabbanos say, but there's the other piece to this, which is, b'makom she'ein ish, if everyone says, I'm not going to be a leader, then there's no leadership. So obviously there are circumstances that call upon us to rise up, to roll up our sleeves, and to be a leader. But when we have those moments, it's just important for us to be cognizant of all of the dangers of Rabbanus, of all of the dangers of leadership. Leadership has incredible privileges, the ability to affect change, the ability to go ahead and move a constituency, a flock forward. The dangers is it goes to your head. The dangers are you don't know what you're doing, you think you know what you're doing, and you don't stop to ask, is what I'm doing correct or not, and you just kind of move full force. So I will say, there's this dialectic. So Ramchal is cautioning us to the dangers of leadership, but no one should walk away thinking that the takeaway, let's say it's easy to take away, right? Oh, this is great. What's the takeaway message? What's the takeaway message? No leadership for me, right? I'm going to mind my own business, retreat into my corner, and that's great. That's not the takeaway from this. I will say every single one of us has an obligation that when leadership calls, you answer that call. And don't make it ask twice. If your people, your community, right, needs you, you stand up and you do what needs to get done. But when you do so, just be ever aware of the dangers associated with that leadership. I'll say one last piece and I'm going to stop for today. Right? We have more, right? HaKavod. HaKavod. Good. HaKavod. What I will say, what's with Kavod? HaKavod ain't ela havalava. I will say honor. Honor. Kavod is nothing. Kavod is nothing. Amavir as ha'adam al daito va'adas konam shakon es chabos. Once life becomes about the pursuit of honor, so I will say people do crazy things for COVID. Crazy things for COVID. Person could literally, again, mavra al daito, a person do crazy things. A person ultimately could go against that Kaddish Baruch Hu, all for the sake of COVID. Someone who understands the destructive nature of COVID will go ahead. What is the word? Eschew? Eschew? Eschew. Eschew. How do you pronounce it? Eschew. Will eschew it. Right? Vatilos. Asher yahaleluhu b'nei Adam. And I will say, when a person gets praise, you are love l'torach. I will say, it's incredible. It's incredible. So I will say, it's so easy for things to go to our head, and it's so easy to seek out. I will say, you know, sometimes, especially again, those of us maybe who suffer with poor self-esteem, you know, it is so tempting, like, to seek out praise. To seek out praise, right? Because again, especially if you don't feel so good about yourself, like, but I will say the problem is when you run to seek out praise, then suddenly you start to do things that will earn you the praise of others. But the things that will earn you the praise of others and the covet of others often are not the right things to do in life. So the Ramchal just says running after covet is a very dangerous thing because it can get you to do all the wrong things in life. He goes on, Kibir also magdilu limashaira ba'ms. People, first of all, praise you for all kinds of things that are not true. I will say, you know, sometimes also people heap praise upon you. Why? Because they want something from you. The praise is not genuine. The praise is not real. It's just manipulative. He says, Enu elam ispo sheshu misaneach al shelo dailo ra'aso she'achasiro simenu amalo saheim ele shem iso alav tilo sheker levani kalim yoser. All that Ramchal is saying is just be honest with yourself about who and what you are. Because a lot of times, ultimately, again, I know my deficiencies. I know where I'm lacking in life. And I will say often, the praise that's heaped upon me, it's not genuine and it's not true. Therefore, the Ramchal says, the pathway to humility is by eschewing covet. Covet is nice. Covet makes us feel good. And I will say, yes, when you do the right things in life, does the covet come? Absolutely. But I will say, don't run after it. Because if I fall into the trap of running after covet, first of all, that speaks volumes about my self-worth. I will say, people who have good self-esteem do not need others to heap covet upon them in order to feel good about themselves. And when life becomes about the pursuit of covet, suddenly that opens me up for all types of negative and erroneous behaviors. Rather, says Ramchal, be honest about who and what you are. Know your deficiencies, know your strengths, and ultimately, again, when covet comes your way, say, very nice, but you know what? I don't need it. I don't need that in order to feel good and feel strong about me. I will say, shkayach, we'll stop it for today. Breakfast. Breakfast. Okay, Chevra, Zevi, you want to make the... I will say, just now, let's listen to Zevi.